Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden speaking moments ago about the second discovery of documents marked classified.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy with more on what a White House lawyer has said.
A statement from the White House counsel's office says searches were conducted in consultation with federal prosecutors at the president's homes in Wilmington and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The White House says a small number of documents marked classified were found in Mr. Biden's Wilmington garage and in an adjacent room. Attorney General Merrick Garland is scheduled to make a statement to the press this afternoon.
Earlier, documents were found in an office the president used to use. Mr. Biden says inflation is moving in the right direction. The government reported this morning it eased to 6.5% in December compared to a year earlier, and prices fell a fraction from the month before, the first drop like that since 2020. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Contributors to upward pressure on core inflation include shelter or housing, household furnishings, car insurance, recreation, and clothing. Downward price pressure was seen with used cars and trucks, as well as airline fares in December.
The situation at the nation's airports appears fairly normal today after yesterday's computer glitch that caused a ground stop and a cascade of cancellations and delays. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the fallout.
A growing list of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over on Capitol Hill are demanding answers about what happened yesterday. The FAA does say while its investigation is continuing, it does not appear at this time there were any cybersecurity threats that led up to this failure.
Forecasters say more rain's coming to California this weekend, a big problem for places that have seen flooding and mudslides for more than a week. Lindsay Doan's 5-year-old son Kyle was swept away when the family car was flooded in San Luis Obispo.
His last words to me was, "Mommy, it's going to be okay. Just be calm and everything will be okay."
He's missing. At least 18 people are known dead from the storms. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us new birth rate numbers from the government detail a new chapter in a story that's been going on for years.
The CDC says the number of births in the U.S. has continued to decline, with nearly half of American women under 45 opting not to have children. They say women are staying in school longer and choosing longer career paths. They also cite changing family values, financial concerns, and improved access to contraception.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 52 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers want therapists, social workers, and counselors to be able to try and change their LGBTQ patients' gender identities and sexual orientation, also known as conversion therapy. At least 20 states have outlawed conversion therapy for minors. Research shows the practice can increase the risk of suicide and depression. A ban on conversion therapy passed in 2020, but a committee in the GOP-controlled legislature temporarily blocked it and is expected to do the same today. Black and Hispanic voters in Milwaukee angry over an elected official bragging about lowering black and brown turnout in the last election. A Republican member of Wisconsin's Bipartisan Elections Commission, Robert Spindell, sent an email last month saying Republicans can be proud that 37,000 less votes were cast in overwhelmingly black and Hispanic areas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made out of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Waukesha. Hello, Wisconsin Rapids. Hello, Amory, Wausau, Richland Center, Madison Tonight, if you're streaming, if you're listening later. And good morning, Jane Matinair.
Good morning, Kristen Bry. How are you?
I'm just great. Good. I'm wearing a bright pink blazer.
Yeah.
Bringing the sunshine since there is none today.
Very spring-like,
but... I have to film some stuff, and I felt like the pink really makes me pop.
It is poppy pink.
Well, today, I am very excited for today's show, because at noon, sometimes a lot of the reporting or the editorializing that we do on the show is based off of things that we're reading, things that other reporters are covering, and then we... thankfully get to leverage the very great local reporting that we have across our newspapers and WPR and Fox 6 and a lot of really talented journalists.
Yes.
But then sometimes, as we are a growing show on a growing network, we have stories that come directly to us. And this week, in the last couple of days, I've been contacted by a lot of people in my DMs. Stands for direct messages. I think I said that to my mom the other day. She's like, what's a DM?
Okay. Good. See, then I don't feel bad not knowing what ping means.
Yeah. And of sending me screenshots, sending me emails of what happened last night at the Waukesha School Board, which was basically, so far as I understand it, they rushed a vote on a proposal titled... the Bill of Rights,
parental
transparency.
Yep.
And also a vote on a dress code for teachers. And, we'll get into the nuance at noon of what was in both of these things, both of these proposals and these votes. But really what is glaring to me is how fast it happened. Because it sounds like this had not been discussed at previous school board meetings, although I guess the president of the school board had said he alluded to it, or he or she, I don't even know, that they alluded to it in meetings, which is different than having it be a line item in the agenda.
Considerably different.
And it was only put on yesterday's agenda last week, the end of last week, not giving a ton of time for people to know about it and be aware of what was happening. And since we are in Waukesha, seemed like a pretty apt thing to bring to light. And so Sarah Harrison, who's been on the show before when she was running for state rep, she's also run for Waukesha School District School Board, She's going to join us at noon to talk more about what happened last night. And we are welcoming you in the noon hour to join the conversation about that, because I think what I have learned since moving back to Wisconsin and in the rise of school boards starting to be ground zero for a lot of these fights, that, you know, when it comes to kids, people get very protective and very riled up for good reason. It's,
sure.
It's your kids. But this seems like a bigger, it goes to the conversation we were saying yesterday when Greg was here of the Great Wolf Lodge symposium that was happening and some of the influence of this ideology on school boards, when in reality, as far as I understand, school boards is, when it comes to like local municipality stuff, like keeping the lights on, right? Like so much of the rubber hitting the road for some of these positions is you can't just like squawk about pie in the sky policy like some other elected officials can and not actually get anything done. Like this is a position where things actually have to get done. Budgets have to be made.
Yes.
Hires have to happen. And Waukesha was already in a ton of trouble, as a lot of districts are across Wisconsin, of not having enough teachers. So I think this is going to be a really great conversation. I don't think it's going to be the last conversation we have about this, but that is going to be happening in the noon hour. And so we welcome you to join that conversation when we talk about it. But in this hour, we're going to do some headlines. And so, you know, there's a Republican election commissioner who was proud of how low turnout was in Milwaukee. So we're going to talk about that. Going to talk about kind of some more shared revenue discussions that are happening as the debate over the budget. This is not really news, but Robin Voss said there's no pathway to recreational marijuana.
What a shocker.
And I just want to touch on a little bit, because I don't have a lot of skin in this debate, but a lot of people seem very upset about the Milwaukee Public Museum not moving the streets of old Milwaukee.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But to start off today, you know, I never want to give Illinois credit for anything. I don't. You know,
wrong?
Which is kind of a joke, because it's a fun hanging fruit rivalry of the Fibs and Illinois and their bad drivers, and they use us as their vacation grounds and whatever. But I have to say, this law that Governor Pritzker just signed into law this week, probably never going to happen here, but I wish that it would. So if you missed it, earlier this week, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill banning the sale and distribution of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in the state of Illinois. This obviously comes 6 months after a gunman who legally purchased an AR-15-style gun killed 7 people at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. And so now Illinois joins 8 other states and Washington, D.C. in passing such a measure. And Pritzker promised to keep fighting to ensure that future generations only hear about massacres in their textbooks, not in the news. And as you can imagine, gun rights advocates said, see you in court.
I'm sure.
And more than that, which I actually think is a more reasonable measure that I would like to think that people in Wisconsin could get on board with, because I think in this state, banning any type of gun at this point, if it's not going to be a federal mandate, is not going to happen. But how they're in this law that they passed in Illinois, what they are saying is people who already own assault weapons, it's not like they're taking their guns.
No one's coming to your house
on the door and saying, you can't have this anymore. If you already own an assault weapon, you can keep them on your property, at gun ranges, and in hunting areas. And you have to register them with the Illinois State Police for tracking. I feel like that's very reasonable.
I think that's a good move.
I don't know why the second part, not the first part. I get it. I don't want gun rights people saying, you're trying to take our guns. But I would like that. I would love to ban AR-15s, because I don't know why we need them, but I'm also not a gun person. But for the people who do want to have them, why should you not have to register them? Should there not be limitations on where you can legally have them? Like not being able to just have them in your car?
Or take it into Subway?
Or yes. And so again, don't always love giving Illinois credit, but this is something that I wish we could do here.
Do you know, is Pritzker popular?
I mean, he's the Democrat.
Right.
I forgot. I mean, he was just up for a re-election. I don't know. We could look up and see
how much he won.
How much he won by, which is interesting. I just, I think it was Greg Bach, friend of the show, co-host on Wednesdays. He tweeted out yesterday, hey, Chicago friends, who are you liking most for mayor and how quickly will you hate them as soon as you elect them? Because Lori Lightfoot is up for re-election this year and she's someone who, you know, was elected when she actually made it through the very competitive primary, won in a landslide, and I think almost immediately was hated.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown in a lot of these places, especially our cities where you're the mayor of a city that has a larger population than, like, most of our states, right?
Yeah.
Chicago, New York, L.A., these are places that if we looked on the population maps, I mean, I think that the greater Chicago area, I think, is bigger than the entire state of Wisconsin.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure, not just the city, but the greater, sure, the suburbs and everything, is like 9 million people.
Wow.
And Wisconsin's not even 6. So, you know, it's a different level of responsibility. It's a different level of interest at play when you talk about these big cities and being the mayor of them. But for Pritzker, he's popular enough that he got elected again.
True.
I mean, he is a billionaire. He is of the family that owns, well, one of many things that they own is the Hyatt.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh.
And so he is one of the biggest donors to Wisconsin politics, actually. Which feels weird. Feels weird to have an elected official of our state, the state below us, be one of the largest donors to Democratic politicians and campaigns in Wisconsin.
He wants allies to the north.
Yeah. It feels like that shouldn't happen. I don't know, but Citizens United, you know. What do I know?
Corporations are people.
Well, he's not a corporation.
I know.
But it's just the funding and the, I don't know. But anyways, and that's all I would like. Just you have to register. I mean, really, if you should have to register all of your guns. But let's just start with the assault rifles. Can we get there? All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. Stick with us for more headlines after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A few flurries possible at times this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 35, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers tonight, lows around 26. Cloudy skies, a blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance of flurries, highs around 31. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinair on the board. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Coming up at noon, we are going to be talking about what happened at the Waukesha School District Board, school board meeting last night with Sarah Harrison. And even after she leaves, if there's enough people who want to keep talking about this, we will certainly keep talking about this because, as I can tell, this is a pretty charged issue, not only just for people who live in Waukesha and have kids who are going to who are in the Waukesha School District, but also I think across the state. This has not been this is not a new thing as far as culture ideology infiltrating school boards. At the same time, when a lot of the, you know, what the rhetoric should be is increasing test scores, increasing graduation rates and stuff like that. But the focus being
pronouns
on the minority of people. And that's the thing that I don't, and I do want to get to the other headlines because we are going to spend a lot of time on it. But I just, the outsized attention that LGBTQ and specifically trans kids get
compared to their percentage of the population,
yes, is insane to me, because I think there has been, there, of each generation, people who identify as either non-binary or trans, it, the highest percentage is in young people, so, but it's still only 5%, so it's such a small proportion of students and young people, and they get such an outsized reaction in making rules for the exception. So anyways, I have opinions.
She has thoughts. There are thoughts.
And we'll talk about it at noon. But I also have thoughts on this. You know, I obviously lean a certain way that I think is obvious. I try to be fair. I try to acknowledge my own bias when it comes to reading stories. But I think where I fall squarely is I want everyone to be an informed voter. Even if you don't vote the same party as me or the same candidates as I do.
The more you know.
The more you know. And I am never going to celebrate less Republicans voting. But not Bob Svindel.
And he's on the Elections Commission.
Yes. Bob Svindel is the chairman.
Oh,
Of the 4th Congressional District GOP and a member of the Elections Commission.
Nonpartisan.
No, the commission is partisan.
Oh, it is partisan.
It is partisan. So there's three on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It was made to have three Democrats and three Republicans, which is why there's so often a deadlock. And actually, the Paul Revere Show on Civic Media, Mark Thompson is the host of that. And he is also on the Wisconsin Elections Commission as a Democrat. But, and he very vocally criticized Bob Spindell. So this is basically what happened. Bob Spindell told Republicans in a recent email that the district was proud of lower turnout in Milwaukee, quote, due to a well-thought-out, multifaceted plan, end quote, that included a substantial and very effective Republican-coordinated election integrity program, resulting with lots of Republicans, paid election judges, and trained observers, and extremely significant continued court litigation. That was according to Urban Milwaukee that reported this first. And so, basically, how that translates, what that translates to is he praised lower voter turnout in Milwaukee in 2022 that he attributed to targeting Black voters with negative ads and lawsuits filed by Republicans that added voting restrictions and GOP campaigning that pushed Democratic voters to stay home instead of voting for candidates in their party. He celebrated this.
Yay.
And there was significant lower voter turnout in Milwaukee. And Mark Thompson said Spindell should leave his position for overseeing elections after saying something like that. And Spindell said, look, this is a partisan position. You have your party politics. I have mine. And he will not step down, obviously. I mean, I don't think anyone ever thought that he would. But his quote was, the election commission was not set up to be fair. The oath of the office that we take does not say anything about being nonpartisan. We were appointed by Republican and Democratic officials to be partisan, and there is nobody more partisan than Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson, and that is meant to be a compliment. And it's just disappointing that instead of focusing on your candidates having better ideas and better policy and appealing to people.
To encourage them to vote for you.
And appealing to them to vote for you and your policy or you and your party, the tactic is to motivate them not to vote at all. Really. In the spirit of the people.
Democracy.
So I don't have much more to say besides that. I think that is, again, I get it. In the partisan rhetoric of wanting your party to win, fine. I just think ideally that happens through better policy and better ideas and better candidates, not through voter suppression. But what do I know? Again, I'm just a radio host. All right. When we come back, some more updates on things that are happening in the House. They continue to be able to vote on things. So no meltdown like last week yet, but and then some other Wisconsin headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
On me.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. President Biden says a second batch of documents marked classified was found after a search of his two homes in Delaware. The discovery at his house in Wilmington came after the first group was found in November at an office he once used, but word only came out about it this week.
My lawyer has reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
The president did not say how many or when the latest papers were found.
As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review.
Attorney General Garland is expected to make a statement on this later today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers' efforts to legalize recreational marijuana are likely up in smoke. That's what Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel. Evers plans to try to legalize recreational marijuana as part of his state budget proposal. Voss says legislative leaders are just starting to warm up to medical marijuana. Voss says Evers' recreational pot proposal could turn Republicans off. It's usually kids who get in trouble for fighting at school, but a number of adults are in trouble after a fight outside a middle school in Oshkosh yesterday. Police say it started when two students got into a fight, but then their family showed up and things escalated. Police arrested several of the adults. In sports, the Bucks beat Atlanta last night 114-105. Milwaukee's at Miami tonight. Marquette beat UConn last night 82-76. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance hall. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane That Nair on the board. Thank you for listening, wherever you're listening, whether it's on a radio station, you're streaming it on the Civic Media app, or you're listening to a podcast later. Thank you for tuning in. You can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And just to start off a little bit this segment with stuff going down in the U.S. Capitol. I think this is just going to be interesting. First of all, it was such a rough start for the Republicans in the House last week.
A little rocky.
It's still really rough with George Santos or whatever his real name is.
But it doesn't seem to bother anyone in Congress.
No, it does. I mean, yesterday, there's more Republicans who are coming out saying, we don't want to do this with him.
In Congress?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought this
McCarthy
was just in...
McCarthy hasn't said anything.
I thought it was just in New York State.
Oh, maybe I misread that then.
I think there are
certainly Republicans who are speaking out about this, and it may be the Republican Party of New York.
Of New York.
Because they're like, we could lose this seat. This is such a bad look that we could lose this seat in 2 years. Because it was a competitive race. He flipped the district. And he's being very defiant as far as he will not resign. It's like, I was elected by the people. I'm not here to serve the party. I'm not here to serve other politicians. I whatever my name actually is, under whatever pretenses that people elected me under, that they thought of who I was, I'm staying. Which it's also like, what does he? Oh, I don't know. This is so fascinating to me. Like, does he think that he's going to get elected again?
I don't know that he cares.
But what do you get from 2 years? 2 years in Congress where everyone thinks you're a joke.
I don't know. Again, there are some financial arrangements there that are still getting questions and some scrutiny.
Yeah.
And I think that's the route to follow. There might have been some financial hanky-panky.
Might have been.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. All right. Well, here are some other things that the House has been working on this week. Yesterday, the lower chamber passed two measures, largely along party lines, including the Born Alive bill, which would require doctors to provide care to infants born after an attempted abortion, which is...
not a thing.
Well, it's very rare. Very, very rare. 210 Democrats voted against it. And a second bill, the second bill, would condemn attacks on anti-abortion orgs and pregnancy crisis centers. This bill highlights a shift in priorities that now that Republicans control the chamber, but obviously both are expected to fall flat in the Senate and Biden would never pass it. But I like this idea that don't we all condemn attacks on almost, doesn't the decent person always condemn attacks? Like the attack that happened in Madison, didn't everyone on both sides say, yeah, this is a bad thing. Don't use violence. So it's, why are you like, passing a bill that's like we're condemning attacks on anti-abortion organizations and pregnancy crisis centers. So yeah, I also morally condemn them.
It's all performative. It's just because, again, they know it's not going to pass in the Senate and President Biden is going to sign off on it. But they can go back to their constituents and say, see, we tried. We knew it wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah. Which is the same thing with the IRS, because that's also not going to pass. It's just interesting of. What, because most of the stuff that I feel like, especially the extreme stuff that they're wanting to put forward, is not going to get through the Senate, and then it's never going to make it to Biden's desk. But earlier, well, oh, go ahead.
And I just find it interesting that now that they're in power, the Republicans are jumping right on crime and fixing inflation and all of those things that they ran on up to the midterms. And good to see that they're focused. They're just all focused and, oh, they're ready to go. On behalf of the Americans.
Well, one of the things they did run on was this IRS thing, which they, at least they have followed through, whether it's the best use of time or not. But we talked about this a little bit, but also earlier this week, the House passed legislation that would cut more than $70 billion, around 90% of new funding for the IRS. And that money was part of the Inflation Reduction Act that was supposed to help the IRS expand so it could crack down on tax cheats and get you your tax refunds faster.
Update their software.
Yes. But Republicans said this would lead to the IRS to go after small businesses. And as you can imagine, President Biden vowed to veto this measure if it somehow got through the Senate. And I think his dig was House Republicans' top economic priority is to let rich and big companies skip out on their taxes.
And I think that should be pounded over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of President Biden,
whoops,
hasn't gotten any better.
No, whoops. Oh, I forgot.
So earlier this week, it was reported that around 10 or 12 classified documents were found by his lawyers in his office at the Penn Biden think tank. And, turns out there's another set of classified documents that they didn't know were just out there.
In his garage.
Oh, that's where they were?
Next to his Corvette in Delaware.
That's not good.
No, it's not good.
This is a really bad look.
I just do want to clarify, though, there is an enormous distinction between this instance and what happened with Donald Trump, who spent a year and a half refusing to turn over the requested documents,
yeah,
which is why they went to Mar-a-Lago to get them, whereas President Biden, when they discovered these, turned them over immediately.
Totally. And it's I subscribe to this newsletter called The Flip Side, which presents, which exactly what it sounds like, what each side is saying about mm-hmm. the same topic. And it's basically the right is saying, we need an investigation in this, and this basically proves that whatever prosecution that you were going to go after for Trump for having these, it complicates that, unless you're going to go have the same kind of prosecution for the Biden. And it's saying that the left is saying, we need an investigation, but let's just be clear on how different these two cases
are. Yeah, I have no problem with there being an investigation.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of investigation, the House Oversight Committee asked the Treasury Department for information on President Biden's family finances amid suspicions of fraud in their business dealings. And the panel also wants to hear from former Twitter executives about why they censored Hunter Biden's laptop. And they're also going to launch this investigation into the two batches of classified documents. So staying busy. stateside in Wisconsin, more and more people beyond just Milwaukee leadership really hammering in on shared revenue discussions, and Robin Voss saying he won't agree to any updates to Wisconsin shared revenue programs without spending reforms from local governments. Even though I've certainly am most up to date in Milwaukee, but I have heard stories from across the state.
Absolutely.
Republican conservative mayors saying there is nothing left to cut.
Yep. You got to give us more money.
And it's just, I don't know what would make him happy. I mean that sincerely. It's like, what reforms does he just want to privatize everything? Because he has said that of Milwaukee. Like, I want there to be exploration of how certain services could be privatized. But is that every municipality needs to be doing that? Like, what is this reform after so many towns, cities, municipalities have been cutting and cutting and cutting and going to put referenda on the ballot to try to not only fund schools, but to fund police? And it's so, the hypocrisy here is like, this is what happens. Your local government is what funds your police. So by proxy, by not negotiating or understanding what the municipal budget system looks like and what they're up against, Robin Voss is defunding the police.
Essentially.
I mean, tell me how he's not.
Well, and as far as what I think he wants, I think he sees himself as the patriarch of Wisconsin.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah. And well, and the $6 billion in surplus is his money. That's his money. And if you're nice to me, maybe I'll give you some. And if you're not nice to me, I'm not going to give you anything.
I've never met the man, so I don't know. But he said he's open to the idea of updating shared revenue, the shared revenue formula. But he's, since those first comments, called on local governments to reform their own budgets. And the quote was, "We cannot have significant increases in local revenues without meaningful spending reforms and permanent cost-saving measures. There continue to be many discussions regarding what a package might look like." So at least he's not saying no in the same way he's saying heck no to recreational marijuana, which I don't, it's not surprising, but you know, in the talks this week of Devin LeMahieu, who I think was the holdout last session, is indicating that he and his caucus may be more amenable to medical marijuana, specifically for people with chronic illnesses and chronic pain. But Voss wanted to make it very clear that this is not a pathway to recreational marijuana. His quote there was, "I want to make sure that, at least from my perspective, we are crystal clear. This is not about a pathway toward recreational marijuana. It's not about creating a new industry with all kinds of new revenue for this state, because who would ever want that? It's about making sure that people who suffer with a chronic disease get relief in a way that helps their quality of life be better. Well, at least he wants that.
Well, I mean, if they really want to be fair, then they should insert themselves in between people with chronic pain and their doctors. And so you have to go to Lemieux and Voss and explain your condition and get their okay, because they're the medical experts.
Totally.
And then they can determine whether or not you get to use medical marijuana.
But I love that the fiscal conservative is like, no, we do not want more revenue for this state. This is not about a new, we don't want a new industry. We can't bring in new revenue. No. And even though it's decriminalized in every major city.
Already.
Already.
Yeah.
And so it's literally, we're not mitigating use. We're just making people drive further for it. And also, I don't know, have you had, is it Delta 8?
I have no
idea. Which
either.
Is legal.
Okay, no.
So Delta 8 is like, it's a through a loophole when they legalized hemp. It's a, I forgot exactly the science of it, but it's basically missing one of the components of THC that is in
regular marijuana.
Regular marijuana. But that's hilarious to me. Because I've had some of the, like the Delta 8 gummies that are legal in Wisconsin, so not doing anything wrong. Do not report me. But those little suckers work. like, they'll get you high. And so again, it's like, so we have this other thing that's even less regulated, that largely because it's legal, there's not a ton of standardization across how these gummies are made or how they're distributed, but they're just legal for hemp farmers to make and sell. So we are fine with that, but it's a no dog. It's a no for me dog on recreational marijuana. All right. And then finally, do you have a strong feeling about the Milwaukee Public Museum and this fight that's been happening?
I love the Milwaukee Public Museum. A good friend of mine works for the museum, and I've done numerous interviews there, and I understand the whole people love the streets of old Milwaukee. It's just not practical to move it. It's just not. And I think, and I don't know this for certain, but I'm sure that for the museum president and all of those people, they would love to be able to just pick up and move everything and make everyone happy. And unfortunately, that's just not feasible.
And this, if anything, this is a motivator for me to get my butt to the Milwaukee Public Museum,
because
I haven't gone yet since moving back. And so I certainly am feeling like the pressure to make sure I get there. But it also just feels like, where was this energy for the domes?
No. Clearly, love for the domes.
No, not as much love for the domes. But all right, when we come back, three headlines and a lie. Do you think you can pick out which one is not a real headline? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. overcast this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Daytime highs approaching 35. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers again tonight. Lows around 26. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High of 31. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are rounding out the first hour of news with a little quiz. This is three headlines and a lie.
Oh, yay.
I know the answer. Jane does not. Play along. See if you can guess which one is correct and which one is made up. All right. Three of these headlines are real and one is fake.
Right.
And the first one is Babies R Us attempts comeback, plans to open store at American Dream Mall in New Jersey. Toys R Us went bankrupt, didn't it?
Yes. I mean, and it was a huge chain.
Oh, I remember. I remember Toys R Us. I remember exactly where it was, the one that we would go to in Madison.
Oh, wow.
And it was such a treat when we got to go there. And what year did that really start to? I mean, I feel like it's typical with just all brick and mortar stores, right? As far as the decline.
I'm trying to remember how long ago that was. Certainly the last 20 years.
It's funny to think of the entire store being full of toys and like the entire bike, the aisle with all the bikes and the game, board games and everything. And because now, and like, you know, on your kid brain, how everything seems bigger than it actually is.
Sure.
I remember the first time I ever went back to my doctor's office, my pediatrician doctor's office, and as a toddler, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, the like little jungle gym, it was not a jungle gym, but the thing in there that you could play in.
Yeah.
And I remember going back at 10 and being like, this thing is tiny. Which I don't know why there was such a big gap between, maybe I went to a different pediatrician's office for a little while.
They just didn't take it to the doctor for 7 years.
But I remember getting back there as like a bigger kid and being like, I thought this was bigger.
I thought this was so cool.
Because you think of like Target now and their toy aisles and how much, like, it's hard for me to remember, like, is that just a fraction of what was actually at Toys R Us, or was Toys R Us smaller than I remember it being?
Toys R Us had a pretty big footprint.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Anyways, that's option number one.
Okay, Babies R Us coming back.
Plans to open store at American Dream Mall in New Jersey. Number two, M&M's to offer all female packages for a limited time.
Excuse me?
This seems like the Doritos for girls packaging all over again. I don't know if it's real. That one could be the made up one.
So are we talking about the cartoon M&Ms?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't know if it's real or not.
Okay.
Well, I do know, but I'm not going to say yet. Prince Harry's new book, Spare, reveals his 12th birthday party theme was office supplies.
That was Charles' idea.
He had to wear a suit.
Yep.
Well, 12-year-olds had to wear.
Everybody got staplers.
Clip-on ties. All right, at number four, the world's first flying motorcycle could hit the skies soon. Here's everything we know. All right, you want me to read them again?
Yes, please.
Number one. So this is three headlines and a lie. Which one is not real? Babies R Us attempts comeback, plans to open store at American Dream Mall in New Jersey. Two, M&M's to offer all female packages for a limited time. Number three, Prince Harry's new book, Spare, reveals his 12th birthday party theme was office supplies. Four, the world's first flying motorcycle could hit the skies soon. Here's everything we know.
I'm going with the lie is Prince Harry's 12th birthday.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yay.
That is correct. I don't know what his... Are you going to read this book?
No.
No. I'm also not going to read it. But yes, the other ones are real. So let's check out the The Babies R Us one doesn't seem that insane to me.
I am surprised, though. I really am. Just because online shopping has not lessened.
Yeah. I do think there's something to be said about having a place where you can go see the thing.
I agree.
Like, the convenience of online shopping, I totally understand. And especially if you're doing it on Amazon, they make it so easy to return. Now you don't even have to, like, most of the time you don't even have to repackage it. You just have to have your little QR code at yep. UPS, and they just take it and they throw it in the bin.
Super
and
easy.
Everything gets sent back. But there is something about physically seeing. This is why I hate online shopping for clothes. First of all, I just get overwhelmed. And then it's just like, I don't know how it's going to look. I don't know how it's going to feel. And I just abandon it and I go back to doing something else. But yes, so M&M's to offer all female packages for a limited time. Mars, the maker of M&M's, also, what did we learn yesterday? That Mars is also invested in veterinarian clinics.
Oh, that's
randomly.
Right. Yeah.
I did not see that one coming. Has announced plans to debut all female packages as a way to celebrate women everywhere who are flipping the status quo. So I wonder if this is a Women's History Month in March thing. But the package will feature flipped images or upside down images of the brand's female trio spokes candies, green, brown, and purple characters. I didn't know there was a purple character. I didn't know there was a purple M&M. Each of the limited edition packs, which come in milk chocolate, peanut, and peanut butter varieties, will also contain only green, brown, and purple candies. Branding, baby.
If you want to celebrate women and women's advancements, then they should be wearing flats and not heels.
One of them does. One of them wears sneakers.
Oh, does she wear sneakers?
Yeah, like the urban hip-hop one, I think, wears okay. sneakers.
All right.
And the green one, though, definitely wears kitten heels. At least they're not stilettos.
A spokes candy.
But coming to a city near you, Jetpack's aviation speeder is undergoing flight tests and working towards FAA certification. And the rendering of what this looks like is out of something from like The Fifth Element.
Is it really?
Yeah. One of the smallest jet aircrafts ever designed could be several years away from becoming the first sky legal motorcycle. The Jetpack Aviation Speeder will be a flying street bike that uses 8 tiny but powerful jet engines to cruise 60 miles per hour for about 30 minutes.
What could go wrong?
Definitely get a... I mean, what happens when you become like Sully and you have to land that thing because a bird got in your little like windpipe?
I'm just thinking about... Are people going to be flying right over my head?
Yeah, like, what's the like licensing process going to be able to like drive one of these things or fly one of these things?
What about routes? What about lanes? What about there's so many questions.
So many questions. Yeah, but that was a real one. So yeah, the only one that was fake is Prince Harry. I don't know what the theme was of his 12th birthday party. I'm sure it was just as boring as office supplies. But if you read the book and you find out, let us know. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, our discussion on the Waukesha School Board meeting that happened last night. Feel free to start texting or calling in 844-967-2789. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.